At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Are you ready for it? Little Taylor Swift there. It is a Tuesday. We've got showers in the forecast later this afternoon. Just a summer pattern. That's it. Just a summer pattern.
You guys, I'm just reading about the Ring has updated their systems.
My Ring sucks.
Why?
Well, it's an older Ring, Jamie.
Yeah.
And it really, here's the problem. If you come to my front door, the only thing it gets on you is when you're leaving. It, for some reason, it doesn't kick on when somebody comes into the lens. And so it kicks on with a delay.
Yeah.
And every video I have, the person is taking the last three steps off my front porch.
Oh, that's weird.
And it's like, how am I supposed to identify somebody?
Yeah.
So I just need a new one. Yeah. That's all. I got one of the first models, though.
Anyway, so it's updating its systems. This is such a weird story, you guys. It's kind of weird because last night I was, oh my God, I'm a bridesmaid.
Oh, I know. I know. You told us.
You're not only a bridesmaid, you're the maid of honor.
I am a maid of honor. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, we went last night and we were trying to figure out the wedding. And I was told this story. So it's kind of weird because it goes with this. Because it's like you said, you know, when we talk about something and then it's a news story.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
It's bizarre. So Ring has developed the Always Home Cam. It's a compact indoor drone. It's going to launch soon, and it flies along a preset route in your house, however you've set it. It's a drone, and it lets you check your rooms via the Ring app, and then it returns to its base. So it flies around your house and, like, I don't know, just whatever. It's kind of creepy, isn't it?
So when you're gone, let's say you're on vacation somewhere, and you want to check on the house. You can just go on your phone, and you can fly this thing around inside the house and check every room.
Right, exactly.
One camera covers everything.
And then the drone goes back and recharges itself.
Yeah.
It's $250. Ring and Amazon claim the device balances privacy considerations because of it doesn't have a microphone. It also avoids all obstacles like lights and furnitures. And it says it's an alternative to installing multiple static cameras. Now, here's what they're saying. Critics worry about the implications of a mobile internet-connected camera inside private homes because then they can be tapped into.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
And that people can start flying around your drone.
Anything can be hacked. We all know that, right?
Right.
Anything can be hacked. I mean, hell, they hack these signs out on the highway.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, think about that. These signs out there warning drivers of conditions of the roadway or weather or whatever, they hack those and put these weird messages on there.
Well, think about this. I mean, the smartest guy we know in computer technology is Zuckerberg, right?
Yeah.
He has a post-it note over the camera of his computer.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, think about the guy knows every kind of security issue, but yet he still, when they interview him, he has a little, if you see it in the background, he has a post-it note over his little camera.
And you know why? Because he knows.
He does.
He knows.
Yeah.
So, that's it.
So this is why I'm bringing this up too, and it was a weird situation. My girlfriend's son was dog sitting for these friends of ours, right? So creepy. And so the husband, when they were gone or whatever, started texting my girlfriend's son, like, why are you playing pool? And he's like, what? And he's like, you took the cover off the pool table.
Yeah.
And so the kid is freaked out because this dude is totally creeping on him, right?
Yeah. Wow.
You know what? I get that. And here's another angle too, okay?
Yeah.
If I'm a father and I've got a 13, 14-year-old daughter that's going to babysit for somebody, I don't want the parents of that kid that you're babysitting watching my daughter 24/7 inside the house.
I know.
I don't want that. I don't know what they're up to, but I just don't. If you don't trust her, you got to put that camera away. If you don't trust her, then don't hire her.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. But if I'm a parent, I don't want my kid watched.
I
would
know.
You?
No,
if that were your son
creepy.
And they're playing pool, if they you know, they buzzed in and said, "Hey, what are you playing on my pool table for?
Yeah, why'd you uncover it?"
It's just like, so weird that he sent a text message like that.
"I'm watching you. Yeah.
Stop watching my kid," is what I would want to say to them.
And then, so he got creeped out and he left or whatever.
Say I blame him.
Yeah, and then that person's like, "Why didn't you spend the night? You said you're going to spend the night."
That's scary. That's going just a little bit too far.
It is, right? I know for me, I had a camera in my house, right? But I told my nanny exactly where it was. And it was at the entrance of the front door. And you can see it. It's up in the foyer. That's our favorite word, right?
Yeah, foyer.
It's up in the entrance.
Is it foyer?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
If we're French, I think it's foyer.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't have a foyer,
so I don't know.
In the entry.
Yeah, the entry. That open spaces, there's nothing that goes there that looks right.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I got you.
It's the drop zone.
Yeah, we have that, too.
Yeah, it's the drop zone. So I would tell my nanny, like, that is on. And she's like, "Oh, yeah, fine, whatever." But I would never put, like, if somebody's staying at my house, and watch, I would never watch them. It's so weird.
We have two in the house. Uh-huh. Grandpa Gus put him up.
Oh, God.
Okay. One is aimed.
Oh, doesn't that freak you out? He's watching you.
Not anymore. I unplugged him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
He hasn't said anything about that?
It lasted about 4 days.
Well, that's so creepy. I mean,
what can you say? No, but one was in a bookcase that was pointing toward the front door, like if somebody came in that front door.
Yeah.
But there's already one at the front door.
Right.
There's a Ring camera and another camera, two angles there at the front door. You know if somebody's at the front door.
Right.
The other was at the back sliding door. And it's like, okay, if you want to put a camera outside.
Well, I have cameras. I have cameras all outside. Yeah. I mean, all around my house.
Looking at that door, that's fine. But I'm against any camera in the house
that I don't put in there. Their clothes outside, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, hopefully. So I am surrounded by cameras outside. Right. But, I mean, if I'm a nanny even, I don't want anybody watching me.
Here's what got me, though, okay? Uh-huh. Because, all right, there's one that was pointing at the sliding glass door at the back, okay? And it's sitting on this little table that's there. Well, somehow, and I'm assuming a dog or even frog, hit the camera. So the camera's now turned, pointing at me watching TV, okay? That's when I went over and said, okay. All right, if we can't, you know, if it's not stable and on a direct point, we're not going to have this thing being knocked around and filming all over the house. Just not going to happen.
Because that's creepy.
And that's when it became unplugged.
My former neighbor that lived behind me, they had a camera pointing right at my backyard and my deck.
Yeah.
See, that's weird.
It is so, they moved. But anyway, that is so weird, right? Because, and you know how I know? They sent a picture to the HOA and it says debris. Because I had a broken chair.
They used it to rat you out to the HOA.
Debris. I got written up for
it's
debris.
Called evidence. It's called evidence, man. Wow. They got you on the debris charge.
You want to zoom in on my back porch and turn me in for debris?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And so I went outside and I moved the broken chair and I put both fingers up in the bird and I just walked around like the whole.
Do you ever find yourself looking for cameras when you're out? Like if you're in a place somewhere, like I was in a parking lot just the other day, and I don't even know why, but I'm like, I'll bet you I'm on camera. It just hit me for some reason.
Right.
I started looking around, and I saw three different cameras on posts. Three different ones way up, you know.
Yeah.
And I get the surveillance of a parking lot. I get that. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying they're everywhere. You are on camera everywhere.
Well, we talked about this with Airbnbs when my son's 16th birthday. There were cameras all inside that house. So we were all just like doing stupid stuff.
See, should that even be allowed?
I don't know.
That you put cameras in the Airbnbs to catch your tenants? Or somebody, you know, that's got the place for the weekend? I don't know.
It was in the open area, I will say. I mean, we didn't see any in the bedrooms that we know of. But it was uncomfortable.
But you don't know.
You don't know.
There's nothing definite.
You caught one watching you guys.
There was a couple, but one was specifically. So they had another rental property, but they also stayed there when tenants were in the house. So they stayed like literally right next to the house. But they had a camera directly from that patio to our back patio. And
just watching.
It's just weird when you see it out in the open like that and it's blatantly like directed at you. It just feels weird.
Remember that guy that watched me pee?
Yeah.
That still kind of triggers me. I have like, you know, PTSD from it. I look around in our bathroom to this day. because that guy put that
camera
there.
How could you not, though?
And so I always look around.
That's one of the craziest stories
it
ever.
It is so weird.
That I've ever worked in any place. If you don't know the story, one day here, all of a sudden this picture goes up all over the building. It is some guy's mugshot. Well, the guy had placed a camera in the women's restroom here. Was it on our floor? I think it was. Was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Just downstairs. He had placed the camera. Well, when he placed the camera, the moron took a picture of himself.
Like a moron.
I mean, it is one of the best photos you'll ever see.
Clear as day.
And I mean, you could really spot this guy and who he is. Well, you don't know who he is, but I mean, you obviously have an image here. And they even know exactly what kind of car he was driving. A white BMW. I remember that too. And so they posted this picture everywhere. I never heard if this guy was ever caught.
Well, and here's the thing. And this is the weird part. Like, he's not a hideous-looking sea hag.
No, he wasn't.
Right? He was, like, he looked like a decent human being, you know, just like, you could obviously score. Why do you have to watch people pee?
He looked like a guy that belonged in this building.
He did.
On one of the IT floors downstairs.
Yeah.
He looked that part.
Yeah.
Driving the white BMW, but he was a pervert, man. He snuck that camera in there, took a picture of himself. That's the best picture ever. We had that picture all around this building. And they were looking. They called the police. They got involved in it. But I don't think the guy was ever found. Never heard a follow-up, did we?
No, we didn't.
Never heard. It was a crazy story, though.
And then the worst one, you guys, of all time, of all pervs. Are we on the perv wagon now? I think we are. Is the guy that put on the whole outfit and sat in the bottom of a porta potty. Remember that guy?
All right, we'll take a break now. I think it's gone far enough. Beware of the cameras. They're everywhere. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. And the podcast after 10 o'clock. You'll miss something on the show probably. We'll go catch up on it. It's easy to do. It's going to rain today, they say, later this afternoon. But it's going to be warm, too. 90 degrees for a high. It is summer, folks.
It's just the way it is, I'm excited.
Did you see where Tesla opened up their new restaurant yesterday?
Oh, is it officially open
now? Yeah, they opened it yesterday in Hollywood.
How about this? Elon Musk describes the place as Greece meets the Jetsons, mixing retro vibes with modern tech.
Yeah, Tesla has opened its first diner and drive-in theater in Hollywood. This is a live picture from the ground. You can see you got the Teslas there, you got your Cybertruck, you got your big screen. There are two of them.
Wow.
This is on Santa Monica Boulevard, just off of Orange Drive. The diner officially opened at 4:20. With Musk calling it an island of good food, good vibes, and entertainment.
I'm over his 420 crap.
Yeah, it's getting old.
Come on, Elon.
Yeah,
you're a smart man, all right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all tired of that.
The joke is kind of like played.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, all right.
I don't know if Elon Musk needs to be in the grilled cheese business.
Well, you know what it does? It gives me Johnny Rocket vibes. Have you guys ever been to Johnny Rocket?
Yeah. I have.
It kind of gives me that vibe, but... You know, it only has a certain time frame.
Yeah,
you know?
It does. And when I saw the pictures yesterday of this Tesla diner, it looks very stale. It looks very, I don't know, a lot of metal inside the place. I don't know. It just had a weird look to it. Didn't look inviting, I guess I'm looking for.
Well, I just feel like it's a fad.
Yeah.
It's just a fad, Mom.
Sure seems that way.
Yeah.
Speaking of fads, this weekend a big movie opens up, Fantastic Four, Galactus. Yeah, it opens up this Friday. They're selling a popcorn bucket for $80.
You are so angry about these popcorn buckets.
Well, here's why, Jamie.
He gets suckered in every time, and he's so mad about
it. It's a world record popcorn bucket, though.
Yeah, this is world record. This is earth-shattering here.
Oh, okay.
This is way beyond anything I've ever brought up before. This thing's like 2 gallons of popcorn.
Yes.
It costs $80. It's a Galactus mold that the bucket is in, and they're saying, now, I don't know if this is true, that it could be an investment. That the bucket
Listen, Jamie.
Now, granted, they list some of the previous buckets in the past few months. Okay. Lilo and Stitch. Well, they had a life-size Stitch bucket of popcorn. It cost $50. It's currently on eBay for $20. So that's not a good example.
No,
okay. Let me do another one. Karate Kid Legends.
Nice.
Big deal, right? People are into Karate Kid. That thing cost $32, and it was a stack of breakable bricks that was a bucket with popcorn.
Got
you
it.
Remember,
yep.
right? You can buy it for $10.
Great investment.
But here's the kicker. Here's okay. the kicker,
here's
okay?
One. There's got to be one that's...
Yes, there's a Batman a helmet, I guess his helmet, the mask he wears. There's a Batman out there that in its day cost $20 at the theater. It is now going for $75 online.
But is it?
No, probably
I mean,
not.
It's
no one's buying that.
Remember, we always talk about that. You can place anything on eBay and say it's going for.
Jimmy, I tried to look one up. When yeah. I saw this story, uh-huh. couldn't even find one. I couldn't even find the damn bucket.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, they're not out there. Nobody gives a rat's. You know what?
I found one for $45.
$45?
There we yeah. go. Well,
said it cost originally $20.
But are there any bids on it?
No.
Okay.
That's just the list price. Yeah.
See, that's the scam. You're yeah. right, Jamie. Yeah. We bring it up all the time. You yeah. can list it for whatever you want to.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So are this one, I.
All right.
Okay. Because
right.
I feel like it's more your wife than you sometimes. I feel like...
We're going to have to buy this damn
that's
bucket. Okay, we're going to have to buy this damn bucket, and I hate it. And that's what
$80.
I bitch about. When Jamie says I complain about the bucket, I don't care about the bucket, okay? It's not that I'm complaining about the bucket or the movie or anything else associated with it. What I'm complaining about is my wife gets sucked into this stuff, and we buy the damn bucket every time we go. Last time we were there, we ended up buying this laser, what were they, the saber?
Yeah.
Lightsaber, right? $80.
I mean,
where is the saber today?
When did they start selling props at
Jamie?
You know, like it's like circus. It's.
I feel like it's in the last like 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has changed so much. They have literally a gift shop.
Yeah,
inside the movie theater.
They've got merch and everything right by where you buy your food.
It quit.
Oh,
they, it's no longer what you think it is.
Well,
the last
movie I saw was at the Alamo House, and like really
that's a little different.
Yeah. Our AMC theater over at Highlands Ranch literally has a gift shop when you walk in.
They've got squishies. They got everything.
Everything.
Really? Wow.
Everything that you can think. I mean, it's almost like being at Disney. You know how you go on a ride at Disney and you have to exit through the store?
Yep.
That's exactly what they do at the movie theater now.
Yeah. Or the museum.
And every, every Jaws is out right now in select theaters, and they have a Jaws. Every movie has a popcorn bucket. Every single one.
It's brilliant. Because your wife loves them.
I feel like it really took off with that Dune 2 popcorn bucket. Like, I don't know if you guys remember that one, but it went super viral. Yeah. And then from there, everybody's been doing
it. And Deadpool, those ones went viral too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag F. Bucket.
Yeah.
You put it together, okay?
Look at me. Ha ha.
All right, here's the kicker paragraph.
Okay,
just for my wife, okay?
Yeah.
On the other hand, if the thing sells out, it could go for high dollars on the secondary market.
Yeah.
You might want to consult with someone. The Fantastic Four Galactus Popcorn Bucket could be worth a minor fortune down the road.
Minor is the key word.
Honey, we're going to buy five of them.
There are so many people. This Fantastic Four is going to be huge.
Yeah.
It's going to be, it's like Superman is right now, right? And it starts this weekend. You as a parent, you're going to be roped into this $80 bucket. Just cross your fingers that it's worth a minor fortune one day. That's
minor.
All. Just
keep in mind. Minor.
What is minor fortune?
I have no idea.
What's the category? What's the category for minor? Somebody explain that one to me, okay? We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Tuesday.
Oh, God. It's hard. No, it's just so hard to be a maid of honor. It's just so hard.
Hey, when is the wedding?
It's in October.
October.
Yeah, it's in October. But I got to plan the, what's that, bachelorette party?
Oh,
yeah.
That's going to be fun, though. You're going to have a good time.
Oh, God. I got to get strippers.
Yeah. have you even started that part of it
yet?
Not
the bachelorette party. Well, we're just trying to figure out where we want to go. He's going, the groom is going to Mexico with all his bro bras for 5 days.
That's
trouble. Oh, that is a lot of trouble.
He may not come back.
He might not be a Mexican groom. Jail. I don't know.
Who knows? Out on a raft in the ocean somewhere.
So he's doing that. So we got to, keep it at the same kind of like you know, intention.
Yeah.
You know, so.
This is occurring in my life, not for me, but for my son, next week. He's coming into town. Remember
right.
I told you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's coming in to throw a bachelorette or a bachelor party, not right. a bachelorette. Yeah. A bachelor party up in the mountains.
Are they going to have strippers?
Granby. I don't know. I have no idea.
Where do you get strippers in Granby?
Oh, well, there's a will, there's a way. Remember the burlesque show we went to?
Oh, yeah, that's
you
right.
can find them.
Where was that again?
It was Frisco.
Frisco. They do have strippers in Frisco because Carson and I found them. That's for another day.
Pull a P. Diddy and just transport them over.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
You know? That's easy enough. Trafficking strippers over to Granby, right? But he's coming into town on the 31st, and they have the weekend, two nights, up in Granby to do a bachelor party. It's not the same as going to Mexico.
No, for 5 days. So we're either thinking Vegas. Right, but oh my god, so when I say a bunch of girls going to Vegas, immediately my head hurts.
Especially with your crew, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I know, and I'm just like, oof, boy, that it sounds expensive.
It does.
It sounds unhealthy.
Someone might die. I don't know.
Is it like the number one destination for these bachelorette parties?
Vegas,
Nashville.
Probably.
Nashville, yes.
Oh, Nashville's number one. Yeah. I think Nashville's the number one.
I think you're right. I think you are right.
I know it's huge. I don't know if it is number one, but I thought I saw
that's
that.
Where Bree went.
Oh, sure.
Nashville?
Yeah. Nashville.
Because of all those clubs.
Why Nashville?
It's Broadway. It's Broadway, man.
Yeah,
just
but
like
I mean,
whole
but
string of bars and everything.
But you have other cities in the East, like New Orleans, for example. It's known for its bars. Miami, South Beach. I mean, there's a lot. I'm shocked that
Nashville doesn't have
is,
the crime of the other places you're talking about for a bunch of single girls.
Probably cheaper, too.
Yeah.
I would guess.
But, I mean, like, think about, like, you know, 7-8 girls going by themselves. Like, you know, that's kind of a little dangerous. And so you go to Miami right
Miami,
now.
Miami, I get. New Orleans, I would think you could pull that off. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
But it's funny you bring this up. Let me read this. According to a recent survey, Nashville, Tennessee ranks as America's favorite major city. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Major four.
With the favorability score of the highest number.
The number one city.
It's the number one city. It says its net favorability reflects the difference between positive, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it says close behind that, number two is San Diego.
Okay.
I like San Diego.
San Diego is beautiful.
Except for they keep having to shut down the beaches because of all the sewage from Mexico.
Yeah, I saw that.
They should
be able to do something about that.
I lived in San Diego.
You don't need that poop up there.
And you would get you would get swimmers there if you went in the ocean every single time.
Yeah, and it's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Now it's really bad out there. Now, for Nashville, let me just say this.
But let me just tell you, Colorado Springs, 3.
Number 3?
Wow.
No. There's no way. Get out of here. Look, down in the Springs, somebody down there might be able to pick us up. I know you can on the app, but you're not number 3. Don't get your hopes up.
How does it go? Nashville, San Diego, Colorado Springs, Virginia Beach.
That's quite a plummet. Bro.
It's
you're
because
not
it's right in the mountain. Like
you're not
the mountains are like right
there's
there.
Nothing to do in Colorado.
I know, but
what
it's the scenery.
Carson, don't even defend it.
There's not a beach.
It sucks.
What is there to
compared to these other cities? It sucks.
I always said Denver should be where Colorado Springs is because of the scenery.
You've always said that.
Yeah,
I've never heard you say
I've always said that.
You've always said that.
How is it something that you've always said and I've never heard?
Well, what the hell has that got to do with this survey? Okay, Colorado Springs is where it's at,
beautiful.
And it sucks.
But no, there's Garden of the Gods. You go one time, you're like, oh, pretty, yay. Okay,
it's no different. It's beautiful at Estes Park.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what's the difference? I mean, it doesn't really make, the mountains are the mountains.
Tell you right,
it's gorgeous. Gorgeous, yeah. I've always said that. I've always said Denver should be in Vail. Listen, I grew up in Nashville. Nashville is a much different city today than what it used to be. And not that it was bad.
I've never been.
It's just become such a party capital there.
Yeah.
It was just all about country music at one time. And it was a very down-home city, very easy to live in, whatever. That's where I grew up. But it's become somewhat of a Hollywood on the East Coast.
Yeah. I agree
or
with
on
that.
The
it's the Strip.
It is.
So what? Jelly Roll has a bar, right?
Morgan Wallen. Posty just opened up a brand new one. Yep.
And Garth Brooks has one, too.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them are
huge. Brie literally did, like, they did, like, a karaoke bus tour of Nashville. You go down Broadway, right? And you're drinking and just partying
okay,
on this bus.
Okay, we're doing that.
Yeah, and then you're singing karaoke and everyone, and it's just
and
all
here's
on
what's
the open.
Funny
it's
about
awesome.
Taya. Taya's degree is in music.
Oh, perfect.
Yes. All right, there you go.
Oh, thank you, you for just lining that well, up. Nashville. Man, you're a girl's best friend.
Nashville makes more sense. Nashville was my idea.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, he was talking about Bree's karaoke yes. tour.
Nashville makes more sense simply because if you go out to Vegas, I think it's not, the party's not in the street as much. Does
no,
that make
but,
sense?
No, but, with, but I
in
have
Nashville
a girl
it is.
That it has her degree. She used to teach like singing lessons.
Yeah.
And we put a karaoke machine on a bus in Nashville.
And you just drink the entire time, done.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yep. All right. Easy fix.
Hey, thanks for taking that stress off me.
Easy fix.
Hey, Taya, I figured it out all by myself.
And I think your hotels are going to be much cheaper. Yeah.
I've been saying that. Wait, what was
I've always said
that. I've always said
the hotel prices in Nashville should be just like Denver. I think that's what I've always said. I know there's something I've always said.
I've always said something.
Hey, look, it's Fitz and the Tantrums. They're going to be in town. They're part of that Live at 5 coming up next week with the Slacker Show. Here they are, Fitz, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, just a sad, sad, sad story about Malcolm Jamal Warner. He passed away at the age of 54. You guys know him from The Cosby Show. He played Theo. Everybody loved that guy, Theo, on The Cosby Show. He passed away again at the age of 54. I guess there was a riptide and high waters in Costa Rica, and he was on a family vacation, and he drowned.
I didn't watch a lot of The Cosby Show.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't know. I think I was working nights at that time on radio, so I didn't get to see a lot of it. But I saw a bunch of clips that were circulating yesterday with Theo, right?
Yeah.
After his death. They're hysterical. That guy was really good. I had no idea.
He was nominated for an Emmy for Best Supporting Actor for his work on the show and later starred in the sitcoms Malcolm and Eddie on UPN and The Read Between the Lines on BET. He continued to act in his later years, including in his role of A.J. Austin on The Resident, and he did that for several years as well. So he had a really strong career, and everybody's, you know, pretty sad about this.
Very popular.
Yeah, people loved him. I guess he was a really nice guy, too.
Yeah.
We mentioned this earlier. It's still outrageous. Streaming rights only. Streaming rights for 5 years. Paramount just paid South Park $1.5 billion. 5 years streaming rights.
It's a good ticket.
That is good. Yeah. I mean, that South Park is good. Wait, can you do, is it you that does the impression of somebody, Spadil?
I can sometimes kind of do Cartman. Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
I don't think it was him.
No,
I think I got it pretty good right now, right?
Oh my God, they killed Kenny, you bastard.
Everybody in their car right now just turned off the radio. Sorry. Or if you're listening on the podcast, bye. Just kidding. Anyway, yeah, so that's a pretty good deal. $1.5 billion, 5 years. for streaming only, so good for them.
Does that money go to the creators?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they the ones
Trey
that
Parker,
own it right
Matt
now?
Stone, yep.
Yeah.
I didn't know if they still had the ownership of it.
Yeah. Yeah, super
it's theirs.
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's theirs.
Man.
My boyfriend just got picked for the Ryder Cup. So happy.
Oh, who is that?
Bryson.
DeChambeau?
Bryson, he's my boyfriend. Remember, he's wearing those tight pants?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You like that DeChambeau. Yeah.
He does. Well, I don't even know how he gets them on.
Me either. It's like that they were, he put them on wet and they dried on. Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. So anyway, let's see here. And we also mentioned this, too. I feel like I've done all these stories, so I apologize. But that poor Coldplay girl, She didn't make any money off 122 million views.
Brutal.
Because like BJ said earlier, she didn't know what she had.
She had no idea.
Yeah.
She posted it. And then once it got posted, it's stolen. You know, everybody grabs it at that point.
Yep.
And she didn't make a dime on it.
I really feel bad for the people that make content I don't know how to explain what this word is that people that do this, but people that make content and then somebody reposts it with their own face on it, pointing at it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is that called? Just stolen.
Stealing?
Yeah.
Just
stitching.
Stolen.
It's stolen.
Is it stitching?
Stitching. Yeah.
It's on TikTok, it's called stitching.
It must have a name.
Or
so
duetting.
That's it. Duetting and stitching. Yep. Because I have seen like that one little kid that walks into the room and turns around, you know? I mean, that should get that only that owner millions and millions of dollars, but people are stitching it. God, I'm so happy I learned that.
It happened to Carson last week.
Yeah, someone stole one of my videos.
Yeah. I came in and told him about it.
What
he
happened?
Had no idea. He had
really?
No idea. He had a video. There was a video. I'm going through X, right? And I know Carson. He doesn't post on X at all. So I'm going through videos, and I see this video. And I'm like, that's Carson.
Yeah?
What the heck? That looks like Carson. I wasn't 100%, but I was 99.9%. It was Carson. He's going down the road. Song's playing. It's Phil Collins. And it comes to that drum beat. Boom, boom, boom. And he pretends that he's hitting a pothole.
Yep.
Okay? Some lady had taken that, and she said, this is my drive in Colorado. And she was getting all these replies back to her, talking to her. And it was you in the video.
Yeah. Guess what I learned? You were stitched.
Though. He was stitched.
You were stitched.
Yeah.
Did you say stitched or just...
Well, stitch, I misunderstood you, I think. Stitching is when you take someone else's video and then put it on your own video and you have like a little reaction to it or something like that.
And your face is on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then...
His was just a repost.
Oh.
Yeah, but...
Stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because that one on Instagram has over 200K right now.
Yeah.
And was it... Did you get that or was her... was it the lady that got that?
No, this is mine. It has 200K,
good.
But she obviously took it.
She
put
took
it.
On
it.
She
bitch!
And I went on there and I even put on there. I put on there and I said, look, this is stolen. This is... I know this guy. You know, this is not her video.
Well, that's okay if you steal it. I mean, he's not making any money.
No, but I wanted his name to pop up.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Carson because I know it would depress him. So I was being his buddy.
Thanks for being there for
yeah,
me.
That's nice.
I came in, didn't I? I came in immediately right after vacation. It was the day you were gone, Jamie.
Yeah.
I came in after that and I said, Carson, your video, you got stolen, man. If I were you, I'd be irate.
You know, I've always said that you guys are best friends. I've always said that.
Yeah, we're buddies.
I've always said that.
All right, look it out for you, man. Right there on X.
I mean, you got my back.
How many times have I always said that?
Always. You've always said that. You've said that more than he said Denver should be in Colorado Springs.
I'm sorry, I can't let that
joke
go.
I've always said it.
I've always said that. All right, so next time y'all see Carson, just say, hey, what have you always said? It's going to be our new thing with him. It's our new thing. All right, anyway. Mariah Carey countdown. Well, where are we at? How many days? Anybody got it?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Oh, come on. We're supposed to put together the Mariah Carey countdown.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
What, month? Is it a month?
No, well,
2 months?
No.
September 26th.
Yeah.
2 months.
Yeah.
2 months.
Any day now that new album's going to drop. So excited. Yeah. Let's see here. There was Stephen Colbert, right? Did he go off or something? What happened?
He's upset at the president for saying that he should have been canceled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's
so
political?
He's very upset. Oh. Well, it is and it's not. He's very upset with the fact. Now, here's the thing with Colbert, okay?
Okay.
I saw yesterday. Now, put yourself in CBS's position. Forget the political side. That show lost, that show lost $40 million last year.
Wow. Yeah.
According to their report. They lost Folks, you're not going to stay on radio, TV, anywhere when you lose $40 million
in
a year.
When you're upside down like that, you don't stay on.
You can blame content, you can blame whatever, and everything had a factor in it, okay? But the bottom line is this. If you're losing $40 million for your company, you're going to get canceled.
Yeah, that's just...
Right?
You know what that's called? Math.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is. And then finally, hey, Schmidl, did you see this study about people that smoke pot look way older?
Older?
Yep.
I took that as the other way.
Nope.
Oh. Well,
sorry.
That
you
sucks.
Look good. You don't look a day over 50 to me.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
I've always said that.
You have.
I've always,
you know what?
Jamie,
I heard you say that yesterday.
Have you not heard me say?
Yeah, always.
Schmidl? He doesn't look a day over 50.
I've always said that.
I've always said
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.